I was like, oh. It's
We're
mic check,
just
right?
doing a mic test. Just chill.
Okay, yeah, I was like,
Okay.
hello,
And
hello.
I just need you to talk a little bit more.
Talk Krispies. This guy.
You asshole. You know what? I'm
Oh.
not even gonna stop it. We're gonna start
No.
the podcast right here.
He's muted. Oh, this guy's mouthing. I can see
What do you mean?
Oh, we're
No,
starting the podcast right here. Welcome
we're
back
not
to another
starting it.
episode of
Oh
Nickel
my
for Your
God.
Thoughts.
This is the weirdest intro we probably will ever do.
We still have to find a jingle. Pat said he was going to
Oliver,
make us one.
like a good
a
podcast.
jingle like to intro us?
Yeah.
That sounds fun.
Eventually. Oh shit. I just ripped my zipper.
For you listening at home, normally we do a sound check where we have Craig record a little snippet and then we stop it. I play it back, tell who who needs to lower their mic, who needs to raise their mic, whatever, just so we can get a good volume. But because Anthony didn't want to talk, we're going to start the podcast right here. So welcome back.
Savage.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
That was good. That's
Raw
a
and
great intro.
unfiltered, as
Yeah,
promised.
we really are delivering on our promises, aren't we?
So, the topic for this week, yeah, that was pretty in sync, if I do say so myself. The topic for this week. So, Rob, what are you talking about?
We today are talking about Mr. Elon Musk himself, and more particularly Tesla.
Not just Elon Musk. We will also
No,
go
just
into it.
Elon. Just
Just
Elon.
Elon? We're not doing
Yeah,
investing?
No, I'm kidding. Yeah, we'll do
Okay,
investing.
and we'll also do some investing and a little mistake that I made over the week.
You made
Did
a
you
mistake this week?
sell? It didn't cost me money. It's just I wasn't able to make money.
So
And I
you
didn't
broke
lose
even.
any. I didn't lose any yet. Well, I lost a little. I didn't lose that much yet, but it's just like I had the opportunity to make maybe like $2,000 to $3,000 in one trade, and I didn't take it.
Oh, so
Yes.
what happened? What did
Well,
you
you want to
make?
talk about that now? All
Yeah, how
right.
much did you make?
So I haven't made anything yet, technically, because I'm still waiting. So I'm kind of negative. I was looking into IPOs. Basically, what IPOs are stocks that are going to be placed on the market, and they go through a process where they are estimated the price per stock. And I went into a stock called Iris Energy. And let's see, Iris Energy is a sustainable Bitcoin miner that owns and operates real assets, including data center infrastructure powered by renewable energy. I thought this was a great find. You know what? Renewable energy saving the planet because we will most likely all be dead in about 30 years. I'm joking. Wait,
Are you
can I
actually
be
joking?
hardcore? No, so I watched this documentary and called Seaspiracy. I don't know if you guys have watched it.
Wait, I've heard of
Wait,
that.
I heard about it.
Yes. So
Yeah, like apparently,
basically,
we eat so much plastic that the babies now have plastic in their DNA or something.
not at all. I don't know what you're going on about, but that sounds
No?
hardcore.
All
No,
right.
so basically, we will have killed all of our ocean wildlife by 2050 if we continue on
That's
the path that we're going on right now.
yeah, I can't help it, man. Sushi's
Oh my
bomb.
God. No, but there
Plastic
are
sushi now.
ways to eat, seafood without endangering the life. Okay, so back to what we're talking about. I invested in Iris Energy. They were an IPO up until I believe it was today. Yeah, it was today. I was keeping track of it. But I was looking at other IPOs, and they are Braze, which is a cloud-based customer engagement platform. And you guys can hear the clicking, can't you?
Yeah, that's
Yeah,
okay.
it's little clicks. And Sono Group. And they are a Munich-based manufacturer of solar electric vehicles. This was the one I was going to choose to invest in. But I wasn't 100% sure because I looked it up. I saw the car. The car does not look good. Then again, you're also talking to a guy who likes the 1968 Camaro. I like old-fashioned cars. And this car did not look like that at all. It looked horrible. It
Wait,
looked
is this?
like. Go ahead.
Or go ahead, describe the car.
So this is a group that they're creating a solar electric car, and I don't think it looks good. So I'm like, you know what? Their stock is probably gonna, dump and not do well because they're probably not gonna sell that many vehicles in their lifetime. But I was so close to investing in this group. To put into perspective, to buy a share, it cost $15. If you requested it before, like, and you got the request filled out before it launched, and they are now sitting at $45 a share.
Woo!
They tripled.
Wow.
So I was going to invest $1,000 in this, and I would have come out with $3,000.
Oh, no.
In literally one day.
Wait, and when did they IPO? Or did they IPO?
Yeah, today.
Oh, they IPO today.
Yes.
Damn. Okay, I mean, I see where you're coming from. I see where you're feeling the regret. But, you know, that's really high stakes, man.
Yeah, I know. So then I invested in Iris Energy because they sounded like a good company and what they're trying to do. But then I was thinking to myself, you know what? We live in a very self-centered world where people don't really care about, you know, being green and all that stuff, you know, that will help us in the long run. And I invested in them and I bought them at $20 a share and they're down to $23.71 a share. So it's still possible. A lot of IPOs I've seen have gone down and then spiked up. We'll see. I'm going to hold on to them for a little bit.
Yeah, man. Buy high, sell low.
No.
It took me a minute. Mike, I was like, what?
The other way around, my guy. It's a joke, I know. But yeah, moving back to Tesla that we were talking about before, they were at an all-time high of, I believe, $12.50 per share. Now they're down to almost $1,000 even. They were lower, though. They are higher now than they were, I think, 2 days ago. No, this is today's Wednesday. Monday, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can't sell and buy
stocks. Does Robinhood tell you when you bought the stocks?
It does, yeah.
Yeah, it'll tell you when you made the transaction.
Mm-hmm. So Robinhood, the only reason why I'm still using it is because I have, you know, money invested into it, and I don't feel comfortable moving all my investments onto a different platform. And I was thinking about going into TD Ameritrade, which is what a lot of people are using now.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I also honestly, go ahead.
I was gonna say Robinhood is honestly just like so much easier for like if you're not going super
it's
hardcore.
Very, very, very easy. It's very user friendly. They dumbed it down so much.
Which is honestly not a bad thing.
To start off with, no. But then again, for the long run, it's not really where you want to go with. You know, because of the whole GameStop thing. Bitcoin is down to 60. Ethereum is down to 43. I say down to, but because, you know, they were higher.
Yeah.
But yeah. Oh, and there was this other IPO I was going to invest in, and I didn't, and I regret it a little bit.
Which one?
Allbirds. They also listed on November 3rd for $15, and they spiked up to $28.
Ooh. Wait, Allbirds, what company is that?
Their shoe company.
I think I've heard of them. What company?
A shoe company. I've had a pair of their shoes for the past 3 years now, and they are by far my favorite pair of shoes, and I hardly wear them.
Yeah, we better get sponsored by all three companies now. We're talking about them.
I won't mention
the fourth one. Yes. But yeah, no, I've heard of Allbirds. No, like I've seen them on my Instagram feed and my Facebook feed, like left and right.
Have
you heard that from?
Yeah, well, no, I've heard of them because I've had their shoe for 3 years.
Oh,
so I've already known about them. I was gonna invest in them, but I decided not to because I was waiting to sell a different stock. I made a little bit of money off of it, but we'll see where that goes. I was gonna invest in them, but I decided to wait off and sell a stock because I already had all my money invested. Not all my money, but all the money I had already in Robinhood, I have it invested.
So I
decided to wait off to sell the, what was it? Another stock. But yeah, let's get back to Elon Musk. So Rob, what's he been up to?
Yeah, you know, like, I've been listening. He's been stirring up the pot recently. This whole, I don't know if all our listeners have listened to it, but he is issuing $6.6 billion of his net worth to the UN if the UN could properly show him that they can cure world hunger, or how they are going to spend it.
I think they sent it to him already.
They sent it already?
I think so, yeah. Balls in your court, Mr. Musk.
Mr. Musk, we're calling you out for nickel for your thoughts.
If you'd like to be a guest on our show, DM us on Instagram.
A dream come true, if I do say so myself.
How crazy would that be? That would be so crazy.
Yeah, refer to our last episode for the handle.
God.
You know what? In not really involving Elon Musk, but I look at a lot of YouTube shorts nowadays, and one of them was, I forget who it was, but they were talking about how we should eliminate the whole billionaire status completely, to the like taxing billionaires to the point of where they're no longer billionaires.
Wow. No,
that's kind of messed up.
But you know what? I think it was Phil Murphy who was saying that. And a fellow billionaire actually agreed with him.
Really?
A billionaire should be taxed until they're no longer billionaires.
Well, okay. A billion is such a big number.
Yes.
So I could see that, you know, where they can, you can survive off of, you know, a few hundred million dollars and be super happy.
Of course.
Right? Billion's a little excessive, so I can see the point.
Most of these people, they will never get through all their money.
Yeah, that's a big one too.
Like, also, literally, like, Jeff Bezos is only making more money with the money he already had with, what is it, Blue Origin? Competing with SpaceX?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, it's great that they're investing their money for, you know, research purposes, but they still don't have to be carrying around $50 billion in their pocket.
But I feel like, you know, like the likes of Elon Musk and like Jeff Bezos, they're worth like what, $200 billion, $300 billion?
I'm looking at
What are you going to do with all that money? What are you going to do with it? Like, Elon that's Musk an unfathomable amount of money. Exactly. It's such an unfathomable amount of money.
Mm-hmm. I mean, credit to them. They put the work in where it was needed, and, you know, they did great with it. But to the point where, you know, the, what's it called? The minimum wage right now in New Jersey, what is it? Is it still 11?
Is it 11? I thought it was like, it might be 10, 11. Who knows?
Between 10 and 11, I think it is. And then, like, New York is still 15. But the reason why they brought up eliminating billionaires, you know, tax them out of existence, basically, is they brought up that over a half a million of homeless people right now are living in the U.S. Like, that's
half a million.
Okay, but like, say they do tax them into, you know, until they're no longer billionaires, where's that money going?
That's the thing. I really think the problem with that is that it would probably go to like
government
right now,
officials.
Yeah, the government, isn't the government technically in debt by over $1 trillion?
Yeah, to its own citizens.
Many trillion?
Yeah, that's probably what it would go to.
Well, yeah, but we're never going to see that money.
No.
You know what I mean? Like,
that's the thing. Yeah, it's the money that we would like, but we'll never use.
I mean, I feel like all that money
of the U.S. at all.
Even if like the U.S. invests all that, like to say like wildlife restoration or like ocean cleanup or like
that's different.
Exactly, that would be great. Like putting it back into the infrastructure.
Yes.
Would we?
And other sorts like that. I mean, listen, you got a hell of politics going on. We're not going to get into politics, but
all the things that would help us.
No, let's get into politics. Let me ask you guys, where were you on January 6th?
Okay. The thing is, like, everything that's being done to help us in the long run is not really done by government, but by private organizations. And that's,
what do you mean
those
by that?
Are the private organizations that should be funded. Like, one of the, I forget what it's called, but back to Seaspiracy, one of the private organizations where they literally have, they look like little warships. They go after people who are, I think it's off the coast of Japan, who are fishing for sharks. What they'll do is they'll cut the fins off the sharks and use them because it's a delicacy and just toss them back into the ocean. And they're,
well, you mean the fishermen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So basically what they'll do is that they'll go try to find these, like, it's illegal technically to be doing that where they are, and they'll go try to find these people and arrest them and all that. And that's a private organization that's doing that.
Wait, but also, all right, I'm trying to recall what I heard about this Seaspiracy movie. They were talking about like how something that we are trying to fix, right? Like, I can't remember if it was like the straws or some, we're trying to get like some renewable resource, and it turns out the industry that's actually destroying the earth is like the fishing industry, but
yes,
they'll never say that because there's so much money in it.
I don't know. Don't quote me on this, but I think the statistic was is that so there's a large pile of plastics piled up in the Pacific Ocean. I forget what it's called, but that's where it is. I think the statistic was over 50% of what's in that pile is from fishing boats. Garbage and plastic that's lost off of fishing boats alone.
Great Pacific Garbage Patch.
Yeah, that one.
That's what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? I don't remember. Just a floating 50%? Island of plastic?
Yeah, pretty much. Apparently it's the size of Texas.
Mm-hmm. Jeez.
I know, right?
Don't quote me. I don't know if it's 50%, but I think it was around there. Between 30 and 50.
It makes sense, though, because the fishing industry uses so much like materials and plastics and like things that are bad for, I guess, the environment. Well, besides the fact that you're fishing the whole ocean. But I feel like, you know, like I've seen like so many YouTube videos where like people are diving and all they find is like fishing equipment, like small lakes and stuff. That's what you find, like fishing equipment.
Mm-hmm. And these are all fishing lines, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Lines, like, nets, all that stuff.
Exactly. So like you'll see like fishes eat like small plastic. So it ultimately just comes right back to us. We'll be eating all that plastic.
Mm-hmm.
It's delicious. Has plastic taste.
I know. I heard that like babies now have plastic in them. I swear.
I believe it. I think it was also mentioned now that I'm thinking about it. Maybe. But I believe it. A little special plastic that we have floating around our bloodstream.
I saw this one documentary. It wasn't a documentary. It was on YouTube. Like, what if humans like were erased from the planet like right now? What would happen?
It would thrive.
Yeah. Within like, I think it was like either 10,000 years or something. Like there would be no recollection of like that humans existed. But the one thing that would exist would be small microplastics that would be swimming in the ocean. Mm-hmm. That'd be the last thing of human civilization.
Yep. That's it. That's all we do.
Yeah.
All right. Check this out. Microplastic particles have been revealed in the placentas of unborn babies for the first time, which the researchers said was a matter of great concern. The health impact of microplastics in the body is as yet unknown, but the scientists said that they could carry chemicals that could cause long-term damage or upset the fetus's developing immune system. The particles are likely to have been consumed or breathed in by the mothers.
Can you say that first sentence again?
Microplastic particles have been revealed in the placentas of unborn babies for the first time.
The next one?
Which the researchers said was a matter of great concern.
Great concern is an understatement.
Yeah, no, no kidding. Jesus Christ. Oh, this article is more than 10 months old.
Wow, so imagine how much we'll find now.
Babies are made of plastic.
I mean, there's plastic in the fish that we eat. Like,
yeah, of course.
100%. We are consuming plastic.
That's why you eat farm fish?
Mm-hmm. Perfect. But the thing is with farm fish is that a lot of them are, a lot of the farms aren't using, not filtered water, but a steady stream of water. So it's like they're literally living in their own, you know, fecal matter.
I mean, it depends on the environment that they're being farmed in. There's a lot of locations that are natural filters, you know, like if you have a lot of like vegetation in the water, it'll filter itself out.
Mm-hmm.
True. Yeah, but then like so a lot of I think I've heard of salmon farms, like they're in the ocean. Wait, ocean salmon is saltwater, right?
I think it's saltwater. Yeah,
it's cold water fish. I know that much. I don't know if it's saltwater or freshwater.
Yeah, I think it's saltwater if I'm not mistaken. I think Shrav's looking it up. I can see it on his face. Yeah.
Damn, he caught me there. So some. Freshwater, they're both actually. So, they're saltwater both? Okay. And freshwater. Yeah.
So, yeah, I think on that documentary, they showed a saltwater salmon farm. And it's in the ocean. The thing is, like, it's closed off. So, there's no stream, like, steady stream of water coming out from basically the whole rest of the ocean. And it's just the water that they're living in. And
like,
it looks
stagnant.
Dirty. Like, they'll cut into the salmon and it looks gray, not pink. And what they'll do is that the pink that we see on the salmon is actually just food coloring.
I think really? They do that with like red meat too.
Yeah, they do. 100%. They make it more red. They make it look more red. It's supposed to look brown.
Like, they say that, like, red meat is a carcinogen, but it's actually the dye that they put in the meat to make it look more appetizing.
Yes, sir, it is.
And that's why you eat chicken.
Yeah, true. Very true.
It's white.
The thing is, chickens are also raised in mass production.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like, yeah. Chickens are not raised in very healthy environments either.
No, they also step around their own poop. What's it called? Yeah, that's why when you dry age steak, it becomes darker. It's just the dye leaving, basically. Or, you know.
It gets
it's also the meat kind of rotting.
I wouldn't say rotting. I would say becoming more tender. Because
you cut all of that off and then you eat whatever's left.
Yeah, yeah. You cut off the stuff that looks like it's bad and then you eat the inside. It's just that that's still aging.
Yeah.
All I know is that if you dry age for a certain time, it becomes so much better.
I've never had.
I was actually going to say, I've never had dry aged
anything. Well, something dry better than chicken. Dry aged is Wagyu.
Can you dry age chicken?
Chicken? I don't think so, because the thing is with beef, there's a certain bacteria in it that keeps it from going bad. Basically, if you leave a slab of meat on your counter overnight and a slab of chicken on your counter overnight, by the next morning, that chicken will be bad to eat and that meat will still be fine to cook. Because meat carries bacteria, but it's good bacteria. For it. That you can, of course, kill by cooking the meat.
Murderers.
Raw chicken.
That's the diet I'm going to go for. Raw chicken diet.
Raw chicken. Ew. Gross. I would never try raw chicken. That'll kill you faster than raw meat or raw red meat.
Raw red meat. Yeah. I mean, people do eat beef tartare.
Yeah.
Like yeah. Yep. I mean, isn't that basically, tartare means raw, right?
And it's tartare. I think it means hold on, I got you.
Because people do order their meats rare and it looks raw.
Yeah.
But it's just cooked enough so it kills the bacteria. I think it's 100.
How do you guys eat your steak?
Medium rare.
Okay.
I ask for medium because it'll either go medium well, and that's a little, or like for me, I'd rather not, but I'm giving them leeway so that it won't go rare. So if they cook medium and they undercook it, it's medium rare.
And then I'm the opposite. Medium, I tell them medium rare so that if they...
It's rare?
Yeah, if they overcook it, at least it's medium.
Okay. And if they undercook it, you're fine with it being rare?
Yeah.
If they undercook it, it's raw. It's still mooing.
Ask for rare and see what happens next time.
Wait, there's actually one underneath rare too. It's called blue.
Blue.
Yeah, blue. Yep. Isn't that mostly used for tuna though?
No. Literally, if you go to a steakhouse or something, I'm pretty sure you can say, can I have my steak blue?
Isn't that literally where they sear the both sides and that's it?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
That's all you need.
Blue steak, is cooked for just long enough to sear and brown the outside.
Yep.
While the inside remains raw. Wow. That's messed up.
I wonder if the inside even gets any warmer.
Imagine if you just ask them, be like, can I have it raw, please? They just slap you like a steak.
This is a controversial topic. Let's move away from this. We don't want to discuss our...
That's the controversial topic that you don't want to touch.
For now, yes. Yeah. We'll get to the next one soon enough.
I'd rather draw the line.
I'd rather put a smile on our listeners' faces and not a frown and hear them say, that's disgusting. People do be wanting... I hear so many well-dones, and it really triggers me a little bit.
That's controversial.
But you're eating rubber. I have to say, you're basically eating rubber if you ask for well done. At least go medium.
One of my coworkers actually prefers it to be well done. Oh, and I'm like, why? He's like,
It in sauce?
Yeah, they drench it in A1.
Oh, then, okay. If he drenches it, then he's not even tasting the meat. He's tasting the sauce.
That's...
Yeah.
All right, so I'm the type of person that doesn't season my steak with all those other things. I just use salt and pepper.
That's it. That's all you need.
I don't like all those meat rubs. I don't like, marinating my steak. I'm not about that. I see it on TikTok all the time. And so, they're like, this is how you make it tender.
Yeah. That's the thing, though. If it depends how you cook it. If you want to slow cook it to the point where the meat's falling off the bone, you might want to use those dry rubs. Because, like, when you smoke the meat, oh, my God. The dry rub really kicks in, and it just makes it better.
What was that? What was that, Mike?
There's a fly in my room.
That was the fly?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
We have a guest. We have a guest star guest today.
Oh, we didn't mention Pat's not here.
Yes. Oh, so, yeah, wow. Pat is not on the show tonight. He's not feeling well, so we gave him the night off. For our listeners out there, he said that he's going to go live on Instagram to apologize.
Hold him accountable.
Yeah, so be on the lookout for that. Turn your notifications on so that you'll be notified when he goes on.
Refer to our last podcast for information.
Yeah, I'm not repeating our handle. We got to find an easier handle.
Mike, what is our handle again?
It's just nickel for your... Shut up, man.
Nickel for your thoughts. The four is a number and the yours you are, right?
Very well said.
That's it.
That should be our tagline. You know, hey, like every right. business...
Has to stay on the topic of controversy and politics, how do we feel about Thanksgiving food?
It's so good, but so bad for you.
I'm hearing a lot of hate about on Thanksgiving food.
Okay. So, smoked ham. You count that as Thanksgiving, right?
That's like
okay for me. Like ham can go either way. It's either I'll love the first couple bites and then I want to toss it to the side because I've had enough. Turkey, very good for you. Of course, it's the white meat. Apparently, there is something in turkey that does make you sleepy.
Yes, that's why you always take that nap.
Tryptophan.
And what's
is that? What that is?
Yeah.
Is it tryptophan?
Tryptophan.
That's all he learned from biochem before he dropped it and left me.
I was just waiting for you to bring that up.
So yeah, it's just that the reason why I say it's bad for you is because like you have your chicken, yes, and you have your vegetables, yes, and you have like your corn. But everything else, it's just straight carbs. You know, you got your potatoes, mashed or sweet, sweet mashed, regular mashed, regular, whatever, boiled potatoes. They're great carbs. All the bread, carbs. I know when we had our Friendsgiving, someone brought, and it was so good, macaroni and cheese.
Oh,
it's not, I wouldn't say it's a Thanksgiving food, but it's a food you'd want right there with all that food, with the rest of it. Oh. It's so good, but again, you know, carbs, and then you got your stuffing, and if it's made right, oh my God. If it's made right, you're going to have like two plates of it, and then, like I said, carbs. But you know what? It's a holiday. Go off.
Yeah, what man. You want.
Don't starve yourself on Thanksgiving, like I will probably do.
We don't body shame on nickel for your thoughts. Wait.
Hold on. Ant, did you say you're going to starve yourself during Thanksgiving?
So we've talked about this. I eat like 1,000 calories a day around there during the week. And then the weekend, I don't diet. Thanksgiving's on Thursday. It's a weekday. So
wait, 1,000 calories?
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to let loose.
How are you awake?
Yeah.
Because I have extra blubber. And it feeds me.
You're a seal.
That long-term energy.
It do be long-term energy. I'm telling you, put me on Naked and Afraid, and that'd last a while.
You just like sit down and be like, all right, I'm just going to wait it out.
Yeah, basically. No, I would try to do some stuff. I would love to be on a show like that. I'd rather not be naked, though.
Me too. I think like Survivor. You guys know the show Survivor, right?
Yeah.
Survivors look so damn cool. Like,
Yeah.
Like you're looking at all those like obstacles and like all those like cool places that you have to go to.
Yeah, it's like a little vacation that can kill you.
Yeah, a little risky vacation that you could potentially get paid for. Yeah, I was watching it during I think like this whole summer, like season 16 and all those stuff. Bro, this show is so well choreographed and so well filmed. And my only question is, how the hell does a camera person not get caught? Like. Doing something sneaky, like the person's going to do something sneaky.
they have like their own food and stuff, right? So
So
at night they leave the survivors with their like with just like with GoPro set up, right? And mics, mm-hmm. and then they just go off and do like what they need to do at night, right?
That's I think the camera crew has like what a 9 to 5, and then like they're gone after maybe that.
Dip, yeah, and that's just GoPros.
Now it's up to them to fend off. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've always wanted to try. It's just like I wouldn't know what my one tool to bring is.
Oh yeah.
I one time saw someone bring goggles. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? Yes, they're useful, but why are you bringing goggles as your tool to survive?
Listen, you can go swimming and like swim with the fish.
You can go fishing or crabbing or whatever it's called that you hunt crabs or lobsters or whatever. But why? You're not gonna catch. Well, you can catch them by hand, but why are you gonna? Why? No.
Catch a fish by hand?
No, a crab.
A crab by hand?
Yeah, a crab.
That would be painful.
It probably would. No, not if you got them in the right spot.
Yeah. But anyways, getting back to our topic about Elon Musk. Dude, how do we end up from Elon Musk to crabbing?
it's how it goes. It's how it
what
all
a great
goes.
Train.
Do be yeah. a great train. So yeah, he sent out that tweet, 10% that he sold, and it came out to what? Was it 6 point something billion?
$6.6 billion.
$1 billion.
That's an insane amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
So would you guys buy a Tesla if you had the chance to?
You mean like buy the company or buy stock?
No, Tesla car.
A Tesla car. Oh, okay. Probably in the future. I mean, honestly, it's the right way to go, especially since our government is what giving us. If we buy one, we get $10,000 towards the car.
Something not like towards that. Teslas.
Oh, not anymore.
That's only for other EVs.
Because
the way that bill works is once the company sells a certain amount of that model, it no longer applies to that model vehicle.
Also, Tesla's already exceeded it?
Yeah.
Got it. Do you know what that...
I think there's a new bill being passed out, like the new infrastructure bill, isn't it? Like where it says like if the car is made in the U.S., you get a certain amount of money back or like on your tax credit. And the other one is like if it's made in the U.S. and if it's a union made, then you get an extra 10. Yeah. Then I think you get like an extra 10,000 or like it's a whole 10,000 or something.
So 20K put down? About to buy a car.
I don't know if that sounds right. That's a lot of money, man. Like,
well, I mean, buying a car these days.
Like,
is
EVs are expensive, but they're still like in the 60s and 70s. 10 grand, that's.
No, there's a Tesla that's
a big amount.
For that bill
to apply to EVs in general, like, there's a lot of cheap EVs out there, like the Volkswagen one.
No, there has to be. There has to be a certain amount that has to go over, and then the bill applies. Like, I think it has to go over like 60 grand or something, or 40,000, 50,000.
That makes sense.
Then the bill applies.
Yeah, at that point, you might as well just go for the expensive car.
Which one?
Like the expensive one. Let's say you're going to pay 40K for a car, and the wood has to go over 50K. You might as well just spend the extra money and get the 10K back. What are the most reliable EVs?
What's up? Mike, weren't you in the market for an EV coming up?
Yeah, I was looking at the Mustang Mach-E, which, you know, if that bill that you were talking about is, if that's accurate, then that would apply to it because it's made by Ford. Hold on.
Sorry. Did you kill it?
Yeah. It's like on my hand now. And, you know. So anyway, yeah, the Mustang Mach-E, I think it's like starting in the 50s, but I want like the top tier model one because it's like all wheel drive, extended battery, all of that. Like,
hell yeah.
That comes out to 60, like mid 60s. I don't know. I just can't justify to myself spending 60K on a car. But, in the state of New Jersey, if you purchase an electric vehicle, you don't have to pay tax on it. So you know, you are only going to be paying that base price of 60-something K. And then there's a federal tax credit of like $7,000 or something.
You guys still hear the
clip. $7,500, right?
$7,500?
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, filing single, making, you know, making a decent amount of money. It was something that I was looking for, so that at least my money is going towards something that's mine rather than going directly to the government. You know what I mean?
That's true. But
dope.
There, it's not where I want it to be yet, because it's Ford's first, you know, electric vehicle. Mm-hmm. They're still... They're coming out with the electric bugs. Yeah, Ford Lightning.
I don't know if I mentioned this before, but Ford now made a electric motor that can be put on any car. Of course, you'd have to get it installed professionally. It'll take a little bit. But yeah, it's a if I remember correctly, I think it was like 300 and something horsepower, 200, maybe like 60 torque.
They're replacing the engine with a motor?
Yeah, like there, you can put this new electric motor on your car, and they're unveiling. It's like a $5,000 or $4,000 engine, or motor, electric motor, and they're unveiling it in a old style Ford truck. So yeah, you can buy it for like $4,000 or $5,000, or maybe $6,000, I forget. But then you can get it installed by Ford.
In Ford.
What do you mean invest in Ford?
I'm sure this will drive their stocks pretty high.
I highly doubt it now. No.
Dude,
no.
I don't know, because a lot of people are pretty
You didn't have to get it installed.
So, yeah. But it's the technology, though.
True.
Actually, no, I invested in Ford, and they've been going up relatively. They've been making me some money.
So, Mike, you want to get the Ford Mach-E or the Mach-E GT?
Mach-E, man. The GT is a little expensive. What's the starting on the GT?
They're 60.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and the Mach-E starts at 43.
Okay. Well, I don't know. Does the Mach-E GT, that 60, does that come with all-wheel drive and extended battery?
Improved, straight lines, beautiful, short. It compares with the Model Y in performance.
Yeah, because they're both considered SUVs. Like a small size SUV.
I'm trying to find if it says... Wait. I mean, well, you said the Mach-E, the regular one, you would get it with the all-wheel drive?
Yep.
Is that not
New Jersey?
Is not New Jersey.
No, I mean, because we live in New Jersey, I gotta have all-wheel drive.
You're gonna need New Jersey.
You're kidding me. There's another one?
New Jersey do be hating us like that. Yeah. Well, I looked up Edmunds. Apparently the best electric cars right now are in order Tesla Model 3, the Kia Niro EV, and the Volkswagen ID4.
You will not catch me dead in a Kia. Kia. That's probably the cause of my death because I was driving a Kia.
No. I'm sorry, but Kia is making strides. They are looking
that I will say.
The Kia Stinger, oh my god. You know what? For a Kia, amazing. It looks great.
Oh, to your right.
Caught it? Mike. Did you catch it?
You didn't catch it.
No.
I saw him escape.
You saw it?
I saw him escape his hands.
Oh, yeah, I know. Chill. All right, hold up.
For viewers who doesn't know what the heck we're talking about, Mike is trying to smack a fly.
Yeah.
He's failing miserably.
We saw it again on his camera, but he's missing. He got it.
Wait. Did I get it?
I think you got it.
It's not on my hands, though.
Check your left hand. Check your desk.
Did it fall?
I literally saw you smack something and it fell on the floor.
Yeah.
Or something.
All right. And then the best luxury electric car is the Porsche Taycan 4S.
Ooh.
Porsche Taycan.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Nice.
Yeah.
It looks nice. And then the next two in the list are Teslas. The thing with Tesla, they're great. You know what? They are good cars. Did they do it first?
Yeah, the
Their quality the control first. Isn't.
Oh my god! No way!
Yeah! You see
don't
it?
Don't show us. Don't show us. We don't want to see that.
No. Show us. No one can see
it's
it.
It's right there.
This is going to be on our... What did you say it was? The Patreon?
Oh, wow. Yeah. OnlyFans.
OnlyFans.
Oh, this can be a small electric Subaru. Maybe I'll get that.
Wait, Subaru has an electric vehicle?
They're going to... It's the first electric Subaru, the 2023 Solterra. I mean, come on. Every car SUV. Every car manufacturer is going to have an electric car at some point.
Wait, yeah. If it's an SUV, I might just wait for that one.
It looks nice. It looks like the Forester a little bit.
Because I have almost 90,000 miles on my Forester, and the only issue I've had with it is the AC.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, so I would say it's a pretty reliable vehicle.
It looks nice.
What is
I've
it?
I heard it's from people that...
The Solterra, two R's.
Yeah. Oh! I'm looking at it right now.
The Subaru Solterra. Do it, Subi.
Do they have a price? See, to start at 45K.
That's not bad.
That's not bad. For an SUV? Mostly.
Yeah. Oh, this is...
We kind of got off topic again.
No, we're on the right topic.
We're on the right topic? Okay. I was going to say that I've seen a couple videos, and apparently why people are moving away from Tesla is because their battery decides to kick the bucket around 5 years-ish.
Who's moving away?
People, in general, are moving away from Tesla and going to other EVs. And
really?
Yeah, and then Audi's EV, apparently the battery is tested to last over 10 years. Or guaranteed 10 years.
I mean, my only question is, how do you guarantee it if it hasn't been like 10 years?
I don't know. Ask them. I couldn't tell you.
Mr. Musk, if you're listening.
Put more funding into the battery. Throw a couple bills.
Put more funding into quality control, man. My coworker bought, when he first bought his Tesla, he read all the reviews online, and the biggest complaint people had was, the quality control, the spacings on where the parts fit in. They're just not all, they're not even, there's some areas that, there's gaps. Some parts of the door doesn't close right because of the gaps. What's that?
I said, Sarav, talk to your boy.
Yeah, man. But I do have to say, I have to give him credit. Tesla is willing, if you just call Tesla up and be like, hey, my car isn't built to the standard that you promised, they'll take it back, fix it for free, and get it back to you. I mean, if you're selling to that many people, and, I doubt a majority of them are looking at these, quality builds, you can get away with, quick, cheap labor, so... I can see the business side of it, but come on. We got to hold them accountable.
I mean, also, you got to cut them some slack, though. They're, a 10-year company? 10-year-old? 10-year-old? Something like that?
I think so.
I think they started around, 2012. That was when their first car came out. And so they're only 10 years old, whereas, all these other car companies are what?
Tesla was founded in 2003.
Yeah, closing in on 10 years.
Yes, sir. But I wonder how much of that time went into developing their first car. Let's see.
They have
of $31.5 billion. Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I also heard that, it's crazy how Tesla, they don't sell as many vehicles as a lot of other companies combined. I saw this one video, Tesla stock is worth more than seven companies combined. I think the companies were Ford, BMW, Volkswagen, Honda, Toyota. The stock comparison, Tesla's still higher, yet they have sold nowhere near the amount of vehicles as all these companies combined.
It depends. Stock prices are not they don't equate to the value of the company.
No, right? Yeah,
because
I know.
It also matters how many of the shares they have revolving and all of that. The value per share might be higher, but the number of shares might be, you know, blown out of the water or something.
Right.
Yeah. I think was it Tesla's now at $1 trillion company? They're evaluated at $1 trillion.
Of course they are. Of course they are. Yeah. What do you expect? Come on, it's Tesla. It's Elon Musk. He knows what he's doing. Been there, done that at this point. Tesla, SpaceX. What else has he founded? Didn't he create PayPal?
Yeah, he I think
he bought it.
No, he
made PayPal.
He made it.
Co-created PayPal.
Yeah, with
and then his sold brother? That.
What company was he kicked out of?
He was kicked out.
He created a company and then the shareholders kicked him off.
Was that not Mark Zuckerberg's friend with Facebook?
No, it was. I know it was Elon Musk.
No, that's
I know
Steve Jobs, though, isn't it? Steve Jobs got kicked off Apple.
Because there was that movie about the creation of Facebook, and I didn't know
social
that.
Network.
Was it social?
Yeah, the social network.
Social network, yeah.
And one of the founders of Facebook, he got kicked off the board, basically. I think it was like his share of Facebook dropped from 30% down to 3%.
Mm-hmm.
He co-founded it.
And that's why you look at the contracts?
Yep. Mark Zuckerberg, I'll give him credit. He's a smart guy. He knows what he's doing.
Oh, it was PayPal. Before Wait, Tesla PayPal? And SpaceX, Elon Musk was fired from PayPal. How do you kick out the person that created it?
Again, like Sarov said, with Apple. It'll happen.
Your job's got to
be done. You have a board. If the vote's unanimous, you're out.
Jeez. Yeah. And just don't be a publicly traded company.
Yeah, just keep it all to yourself.
Or you just own a bunch of the stocks.
Own the 100% of the stocks.
No, you just need majority shareholder.
100%. Yeah.
Well, I think Elon Musk owns 27% of Tesla stocks.
That's it. And that's how much he's...
You say that's it, but then like all the other higher-ups on the board, they only own like 10% each.
That's
not
true.
Not even, probably. And then you have the common people, like us, who will buy one stock, one share.
$1,000.
I will. Let me see how much I own.
You own Tesla stock?
I do.
Yeah, I actually
buy one share and we'll own 0.0000001% of the company.
I Love own it. 0.7.
Yes.
Share.
Almost a full share. Buy the rest of that share. It's worth it now.
Not at the price that it's at.
No.
Yes. It's not going to drop anymore. Now it's just going to keep going up.
Yeah, that's the point. It's high right now. I'm going to sell it.
No,
I'm going to buy some more when Elon messes
it's
up
low
again.
Right now. It's low right now, so you should buy it now, and it's going to go up.
You think it's going to skyrocket again to like 1,200?
No.
All right.
Oh, well, yeah, it's going to get back to 1,200.
Eventually. Eventually.
Yeah. No, we say eventually, but that's not going to take that long. I mean,
Ethereum. I mean, this is a three-month like graph.
Yeah, that's
like that's 3 months.
That last drop was like in the time span of 2 weeks.
I actually bought my Tesla.
And then that spike from like 800 to 1200 happened in like 2 weeks as well. I'm telling you,
right, three shares of Apple. Let's all buy one stock of Tesla, each one of us right now.
It's gonna stay steady for a little bit. People are gonna realize it's gonna kick back up soon. They're gonna buy stocks and then it's gonna go up.
Yep.
I say all this, and I'm not going to do anything about it, and I'm going to be right. Watch. That's what happens.
100%.
Well, I have 300 shares of Dogecoin, and
that's baby food. I have over 5,000.
What is wrong with you?
Are you up or down?
I'm down. I made the mistake. Yeah. But I'm holding off, bro. I'm holding off.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have a choice. If I sell, I'm going to sell at a loss.
Yeah, same.
Big loss.
Big loss? Oh, I don't know. God. I don't know if it'd be that big of a loss.
Like, well, yeah, it depends what you bought it at and what it's,
yeah.
What it's at now.
Wait, so where'd you guys buy it? Cents.
I don't want to say.
I'm not telling you.
Hell no.
You're
That's not going out.
Mind your own business, man.
You know what? Maybe after all this is done. No, after all this is done and I made my quick couple thousand dollars when it rises back up to a dollar, then I'll let you know.
You really think it's going to go up to a dollar?
It's not going to go up to a dollar. No.
You know, I'm going to type in right now. I'm going to mute my mic so you don't hear the typing. I'm going to type in Dogecoin forecast.
No.
I don't know, man. I mean, that's what it looks like. Like,
that's tough.
The thing is, though, that's exactly what Bitcoin looked like before it skyrocketed to 60 something thousand, because it had that spike up to $2,000 per share, went back down, and that's a little bit longer.
Holding. Dogecoin to the moon.
Hold it. Dogecoin to the moon. Yay, it's not gonna happen, but yay. God damn it. The thing is, doesn't Elon Musk still back Dogecoin?
No, I think he backed out.
I thought he backs Shiba Inu.
He's on to the next one.
Okay, so it's forecasted to hit a dollar in 2028.
Oh, that's not bad. I can wait.
You know, another 6-7 years.
I can wait. I can do it.
That's just inflation at that point.
I'm honestly just waiting for it to get to like 60 cents and I'll sell. I'll be happy to sell at 60 cents.
Where did it go up to at its peak?
60 something, 70 something cents.
Ah, damn.
Bro, I'm telling you, just wait it out. If it follows Bitcoin, it will triple that.
69 cents.
Next peak. So triple that. So what? $2.10. It'll be at its peak if it does what Bitcoin did. Ethereum, if you invested that at $1,500, you're up three times now.
Ethereum is doing pretty well too, yeah. It's a four grand. Yes,
it is. Ethereum's the only one that I'm actually making money off of, but it's not a lot.
I made 62 cents, guys.
Nice.
Off Ethereum?
Yeah.
Damn.
What, are you selling now?
Jody, right now?
He's selling. Yo, make selling? Sure. Be careful, man. They're going to hit you with that tax.
What, that 2 cent tax for my 60 cent sneakers? No, I'm kidding. I'm not gonna.
They're down right now. This is to buy. This is time to buy. We say down, but 4,300 is down compared. Is nothing close to where it was 3 months ago.
It really depends on. You have to talk about it in percentages.
Yeah.
You have to put your savings into Ethereum or no? You know, like those people that put their savings and life investments into Dogecoin, expecting to like shoot up.
Warren Buffett
did that? No. Warren Buffett.
I mean, come on. He made so much money off of stocks. He definitely had to put a lot of his own money into it.
Oh, yeah. No, I thought you meant like he invested in Dogecoin. I was like, hell.
Oh, no.
He's not interested in Dogecoin.
No, he's not that stupid. He's not as stupid as I am, or as stupid as Mike. Mike, we're stupid, bro. Just putting that out there.
Hey!
We're investing in Dogecoin.
Don't forget about me, man.
Are you in it?
Yeah.
How many shares do you have?
You said Ethereum.
No, I have Ethereum and Dogecoin. Dogecoin was 118, but I'm up. I think I was up actually for
118. So what was that? $20?
Yeah, something like that. Hold on. $14.57.
Are you up?
Sweet.
Or down?
That's my lunch. That's my. That's $14 up.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah. All right, time to sell. That's my next. That's my lunch for tomorrow. imagine just going up to like Wendy's, and be like, "Hey, do you guys take Dogecoin?"
I have 23 really? Cents in my Robinhood. I can buy one more. Nope, never mind. I can't buy a Dogecoin anymore. It just went up to 24 cents. Damn.
Just get a dollar or two from your bank account.
Transfer
a dollar. You know how long that takes to transfer from my bank account to my Robinhood?
I pay for Robinhood gold, so I just have the money right away.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they basically give you the money, like the credit of the money, you can invest it.
I don't open my Robinhood as much as I used to.
I try to check every day.
Yeah, that's my daily like first few things to go through when I'm on my phone.
My ship is down right now. They're down 2%.
Cheating in?
Yeah.
Would you guys ever pay with like Bitcoin when if the option is available to you?
No, because I feel like I'd do the same thing that one guy did where he paid for his pizza with Bitcoin and it could have been millions today.
Yeah. Oh,
that's right.
Yeah.
I would never
use.
Wait, did that guy that lost his password like on a flash drive ever find it?
I don't think I heard about that one.
No, I heard about that one. Yeah.
Like he said he knows where it is, like it's in a landfill. But due to safety hazards, they would not let him dig in the landfill to find his like millions of dollars worth of Bitcoin.
Poor guy.
At that point you just start guessing your password.
And then there's another guy who forgot his password. Last time I heard, he was on his last attempt before he got locked out. I never checked back in on him.
Wow. Bro, even Shiba Inu did the same thing as Bitcoin. Back in May, they went up to 35 cents, then they dropped again down to... No, not 35 cents. What is that? 31... Oh, shit. I got to do the math here. 0.35%.
Wow, it was on the New York Times.
Yeah, so Shiba Inu went up to 0.35% of a cent. Then they dropped down to... very low numbers, and then they skyrocketed again up to...
Wait, how do you buy Shiba Inu? Where do you go?
Coinbase, yeah.
I'm on Coinbase. I didn't see it.
You got
Coinbase Premium.
In the past year, Shiba Inu...
It has to be premium?
By
77, no, I'm kidding. It should be on Coinbase.
Yo, I don't remember Coinbase. My user and password for Coinbase.
That's why you get a new one. You should make one for the podcast.
What?
Make a new Coinbase for the podcast.
Yeah, make a Coinbase account for the podcast.
Yeah, I gotta start cutting people
out. All what's it called? All donations will go towards purchasing of cryptocurrency.
Yes.
I can't remember what my username and password was for Coinbase.
Right now, the trading activity for Coinbase is 65% buy and 35% sell for Shiba Inu.
Shiba Inu's market cap is $26.6 billion.
Yo, you know Angel is invested in Shiba Inu?
Really?
Angel is heavily invested. He made money. He made money.
How is Angel?
He's doing well.
Can we call him up and put him on the pod?
No.
Oh my god.
How much time do we have?
I think we're already over an hour.
Oh,
are we?
All right.
Ooh.
Are we? When did we start?
Yeah, I think around like 7. Well, 7:40. Yeah,
check the text. What did you tell? 7:40. You told.
I told Craig to join at 7:40.
Yeah. You want me to call him up and ask for his opinion?
What's that?
You want me to call him up and ask him for his opinion?
Yeah, man. Quick call.
Right. Let's see if he answers. You guys keep going while I call him up.
His first thing is definitely going to be like, yo, y'all are fake. You didn't ask me to be on the pod.
I'm sure he's fine. Here he is. Let's see if he picks up. Yeah. It's just that Angel's Angel. I don't want to like have it. Hey, buddy, are you busy right now? Not much. I just had like a quick question. I'm talking with Mike and Sarab right now about what's up, Mike?
Turn it up.
I'm talking to Mike and Sarab right now. We're actually doing a podcast, and we're recording right now. And we're talking about stocks. And I'm just calling to ask you, what's your do you have any advice for trading in cryptocurrency?
Definitely for the cryptocurrency end is you always want to buy when the market seems terrified and when people are saying that Bitcoin's going to zero. That's probably the best time to buy, in my opinion, because I think this market is always going to rebound. There's a lot of utility. Everyone's eventually going to go crypto, and mass adoption is coming. You know, there's a lot of stuff coming in the works, like NFTs. People are able to send money to Cash App now. Just the other day, I sent my buddy like $100 for dinner through this thing called Polkadot.
Okay.
And I mean, yeah, there's just so many different utilities. So, I mean, on the crypto end, I'm like very, very bullish. On the stock end, I'm a little bit more reserved because it's a much more established market. So a lot of money is there, a lot of big money, smart money.
Right.
So you got to be careful with stocks. So
do you think stocks is more long-term?
Like I said, I think the market for stocks is pretty inflated right now. I think a lot of things have been rising because of all the COVID money that was being pumped into the stock market.
Right.
So
yeah.
I'm a little bit more reserved. Like I opened up positions a couple of years ago, so I'm sitting healthy on a couple, you know, gains.
Okay.
And so I'm in the position where I'm actually selling more than so that I'm buying. And I move most of my assets into the crypto space because I see that that's a new market that, you know, only like 5% of the world is really involved in.
Whereas only 5?
Yeah, it's
about interesting.
Nigeria, India, and America are the top countries of users, and all of them have like, I think about like 10 to 30 million users.
Right.
And so it's still like a very small percentage of the world uses crypto. And then you have NFTs on top of that. So NFTs is going to have a really good utility for like gaming and shit, music, like they're saying properties might be exchanged on NFTs one day. So
oh, wow.
Really got, like, there's a lot, there's so much to learn. Mining is another thing. I'm getting into mining for myself, actually.
Are you, you're setting up a rig? You're setting up a rig for mining?
Yeah, I got a Helium miner that's coming in.
Ask him what a graphics card he uses.
And then I have an Ethereum miner and a Bitcoin miner at my cousin's house that we make about $5 a day.
That's cool.
We got to meet for like I think $1,500, and we'll probably pay off one of the rigs by the end of the year.
What, each graphics card?
Oh yeah, graphic card. But I think I might go to ASIC.
Were you able to get a good graphics card?
My friend built it for me, actually. So I basically took his model and I basically replicated it. If it works out for me, I'm probably going to keep getting more. But for now, just kind of do more trading. But
nice.
It's cool to like do different stuff, you know?
Yeah, and I saw your post on Instagram on your story not too long ago about Shiba and about Shiba Inu. Yeah, you were like, I'm so happy when I'm right or something like that.
early 2021.
Oh, and
I was just sitting on it for months, and I saw that Dogecoin blew up, so it made me like more inspired to hold it. So I bought some more,
mm-hmm.
and like it tanked, bro. Like it tanked before it actually blew up. And I remember at one point I was like down $500. I was like, wow, that's pretty dumb. And I kind of forgot about it for me. And then I saw that Shiba just blew up. I took half of my profits that very first day when it like doubled in price.
Right.
And then, obviously, it kept going. It went like 10x. So that's another thing to learn. It's like it's going to take money off the table, but if you don't understand the reason by why something's going up so much, maybe take a step back and just realize, you know, is this the right time to take profits? What is everyone else doing?
So there's a lot of research that goes into it.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like I took profits way too early. Like I'm up like 3,000 on Shiba, but I easily could have been up like close to 10, bro.
Wow. Easily.
If I didn't sell half my position that first day. But like you live and you learn. So.
Right, yeah. So what's your view on Shiba now? Like, do you think right now is a good time to buy, or would you still hold off for it to get lower?
Can't answer that. Opening KuCoin.
Hey, take your time. Take your time.
I'd buy right now.
Yeah.
I think it could still drop one more zero, so you can see it go to the next digit. And then after that point, I would be very like open to selling my position.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it could still break its all-time high, but little by a little bit. But then at that point, we're talking about a market cap that's bigger than some of the top 10 coins that exist right now, like have actual really good utility. So if it ever becomes worth more than Cardano or worth more than Polkadot, I'll definitely be selling most of my position because I don't think it's better than those coins.
Right.
And yeah.
So you don't think it's going to do a Dogecoin where it's going to flop at the end? Or like, what do you think? Like, do you think Dogecoin is going to come back up?
I was looking at Dogecoin, actually. I think Dogecoin actually does have potential to like do another rise. Maybe not to a dollar, maybe to like 50, 60 cents. I was looking at the fucking chart, and it looks like it's like a descending wedge. And at the apex of that wedge, there's usually a breakout. Mm-hmm. The upside or the downside. but we just have so much support around like 20 cents, 21 cents. I just don't see it falling below that.
Okay.
And you have so many early holders. With Shiba, I'm very bullish because if you look, there's like a lot of big money that's been made. And people have been betting on it, like in the 20 cents, 30 cents region. So like not too much below what it is now. So people have been recently buying in. So, you know, I try to like go with like what whales are doing. Like,
right.
When I see that whales making big moves, I usually just put my money where they're putting it.
Oh yeah, because they affect everything the most, right?
For sure.
Yeah, that's crazy.
What else?
Yeah.
That's my little 2 minutes, I guess, on crypto. I'm very bullish on crypto. I'm more reserved on stocks.
Yeah, I feel you there, bro. All right, yeah, I just wanted to get a quick chat with you since you're basically the one person I know who knows the most about investing.
Yeah, definitely shouldn't be the only person.
No, I know. Yeah, I gotta grow that.
Start investing like $10-$15 a day into the market and just be conservative at first.
Of course.
Once you see some gains, you know, just diversify, see what other people are doing. Some of the stocks I'm buying now are Palantir Technologies. I had CCIV. I just sold some today, mm-hmm. So I wouldn't recommend that. But I did buy CCIV at $22. I think it's like $55 right now.
Okay.
So I sold most of my position there. I had Tesla calls. I did spot those Tesla calls. I might be opening up Tesla puts if Elon decides to keep selling.
Okay.
But yeah, Palantir. I got a little bit of GameStop, a little bit of AMC actually still.
So basically,
that's another one.
Yeah, so basically do your research and don't get discouraged when the market drops. Just hold off.
Yeah, expect the market to drop. Market does whatever the fuck it wants. But go on Reddit. Go on Reddit. A lot of people who are do research for you. You can just read it, see if it makes sense to you. Stay away from YouTube, though. People
like,
on YouTube. So just read as much as you can.
Do you know what Reddit pages do you look at?
I keep up with like Wall Street Bets, and then if I have a stock that interests me, I'll just type in that stock ticker symbol. So like I just said Palantir, mm-hmm. You can look up Palantir on Reddit. People will tell you what they're thinking about that stock.
Oh, that's pretty cool. All right, bro. I really appreciate you picking it up and talking to me about this.
Oh yeah, man. Of course, anytime. Say this to the mic for me and Siraj. All right, go fishing again sometime.
Of course. Right, well, okay. I mean, you never. I'm down to go ice fishing 1 year.
Boy actually goes ice fishing. He's probably gonna invite me again in January, so I'll hit you guys up if you guys want to go. It's fun, but it's obviously cold.
Oh yeah, it sounds dope regardless, bro.
Take care, guys.
All right, man. Have a good night. So yeah, that's our friend Angel, who has been obviously in the whole cryptocurrency game for a while.
That was some really good advice from him.
Yeah. Gotta take that advice and run. Make the most out of it.
All right, time to go buying right now. Time to go shopping.
Time to go shopping. So yeah, hold off for Shiba a little bit. See what happens. If it goes a little further down, maybe buy into it and I'll have another spike. Hopefully it doesn't turn into another Dogecoin.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Like, this is small numbers.
They're not even a cent. They're a percentage of a cent. Take Doge real quick. Doge.
Hey, you guys want to close this out? Let me get Craig.
Yeah, you get Craig ready to close it
out. God damn it, Craig. Thank you everybody for listening to Nickel for Your Thought. This was one other episode down the books. So we'll catch you guys next week.
Peace. All right,
everybody.
Peace.
See you later.